brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got live video feeds from the funeral of Chris Kyle, the big ritual. We're going to talk about ritual with Dave in the next segment. Ignore the troops dying of DU poisoning, but we're going to have a big giant shutdown I-35 for 6 hours and have a big funeral for a Navy SEAL sniper. And I'm not here bashing Chris Kyle. It's just this is a manipulation. What is the obsession with ritual? You know, the royal wedding, all of it. What is it really about? It's not about honoring the troops. The globalists say that they're the number one terror threat because, you know, they're creatures that went out and robotically did their work that may wake up, may get off the reservation. David, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. David Icke, our guest of DavidIcke.com. David, in the time we've got, what's going on with the Pope? I mean, we've got Wall Street Journal saying prophecy is the next Pope the last and all sorts of other hysteria. What's going on here?
Well, I think there's a very good chance, Alex, that the Roman Church will not last a desperately long time now, because the Roman Church has not just got skeletons in the cupboard, it's got whole cemeteries going back hundreds of years. And, you know, there's a television program, I think, when it going out tonight in America or going out... We watched it online last night. You can watch it online anywhere in the world. And its English title, if you like, is Silence in the House of God. And it just confirms in a mainstream documentary what I've discovered all around the world in the last nearly 25 years, and that is the scale of paedophilia and child abuse. There's a reason for that. It connects into the hack. It connects into the energy vampiring of those behind the hack. This is all part of it. Children's energy, they want
and
more than
any
others. And
why do they think vampires are good everywhere? Children shows?
Exactly, Alex. What they're doing is trying to get us closer and closer to them, so their extremes become mainstream and acceptable to us more
torture,
and more.
That's secret all. Arrest, Hotel yeah. Transylvania, the yeah, vampires are the sweet ones, the humans are the bad ones.
That's all part of the that's all part of the preparation and the conditioning to get us to accept extremes and outrages as a natural part of life. But surrounds this resignation of the Pope, I would suggest, is that Joseph Ratzinger, his real name, is the biggest child abuse cover-upper, if you like, cover-upper of child abuse on the planet. In 1981, Pope John Paul II, who was not the rose-colored person he was painted and promoted as, he made Ratzinger the head of something called the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the CDF. Now, this was formerly the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Roman and Universal Inquisition. It was the Holy Inquisition, the mass murdering, torturing of non-believers. And in 2001, the same Pope, Pope John Paul II, decreed that all child abuse cases affecting the Roman Catholic Church worldwide would come through this CDF and directly through Ratzinger, every single one. And the job of Ratzinger, which he carried out with great aplomb and vigorously, was to cover up as much as possible and therefore stop what would be and will be, I suggest, when it does come out, church-destroying truth about the child abuse and the scale of it worldwide. And in covering it up, Alex, he denied justice to the children who've been abused and allowed paedophile priests and bishops and all the rest of it to stay in their jobs or maybe move parishes or whatever, but stay in their jobs and continue to abuse children.
Amazing, now, which is exactly what you said about Penn State before it came out and what you said about the BBC presenter who hangs out with the royalty, who we now know was a Satanist. Oh, by the way, let's talk about that. You said that first.
Introducing Pro One, all
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, it's our final segment with David Icke. We may cram in a call or two from him, from folks like William. I am Alex Jones, your host. A ton of news and your calls coming up after he leaves us. David, we got to move quickly now. People just joined us. You're saying it's television programs set to air here and in England, and you gave the name of them, and I pulled up the London Guardian with the reports that he was over the committee that helped suppress the child abuse back in the 80s and things, and now he's resigned. It's a huge deal. The media is acting like they don't know why he resigned.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But, you know, popes don't resign, Alex. He's the first one to resign in 600 years. They're saying ill health, but they're very vague about what that ill health is. And his previous mate, Pope John Paul II, he stayed as Pope for the last 4 years of his life with Parkinson's disease, severe arthritis. He could hardly speak or hear, but he kept going because popes don't resign. Now, this one has suddenly resigned. I'm telling you, it's to do with the scale of child abuse that this man has been covering up for year after year after year. The bubble's about to burst, and you know, on so many levels, the bubble's
sure.
about to burst.
Sure, let's move quick now. now, though.
Yeah, you mentioned Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile, the whole thing in this country, a thing called Operation Yew Tree with the Metropolitan Police in London, that's just been a massive cover-up of his connections with the royal family and the Thatcher administration. But there are other things going on that are connecting more and more dots and more connections into the paedophilia connections into the Thatcher administration, which was a cesspool beyond description. And that's going to blow eventually as well. And I've said for all these years, paedophilia and Satanism are the cement that holds the whole thing together worldwide.
You said not only was he a pedophile before it came out, but he was a Satanist. Now that's mainstream news of him taking little kids to satanic rituals and raping them.
Yeah, I also said that he was a necrophiliac, which has also come out as well. And what is a necrophiliac? There's someone that wants sex with dead people. It's about death.
And have you heard that when you were working at the BBC?
No, this was much later. I met a lady.
That's right, she came and visited you. But, of course, you were a top news presenter there for folks that don't know.
I didn't know Savile. I mean, you know, the BBC is a massive organization. I was in sport and news, and he was in wherever he was. But I always thought he was a very strange man. Anyone, you know, that saw him on television. This was one strange.
He looks like the archetypal pervert trying to rape kids in the trench coat at the park.
Yeah, but I met a lady in the late 1990s who was a close friend of Princess Diana for 9 years, and she gave me the lowdown on everything, including Savile, because Savile was so close. I mean, she said, you know, Princess Diana, you know, just hated the guy, Savile, because he was so close to the royal family, Alex, that this has now come out, that he was acting as a go-between Prince Charles and Princess Diana.
He's a top liaison. He was the one that had the keys to all their palaces and the highest level security clearance above anybody, and bragged, I supply things to them. And they're constantly digging up the skeletons of little kids on royal palaces. What's going on there?
The thing is that, you see, we've been talking in this chat about the, if you like, the Agent Smiths being living in one world and the population living in another world, and the two interact, but that's about it.
No, they see our kids like going to the store and getting a pizza. I mean, they're eating us. We are the food.
Well, yeah, because they see us like humans see cattle and stuff like that. But the thing is that the life that they lead is so extreme. It's so dark. It's so based on...
Okay, here's an example. I remember you in a book, I forget which one, saying Al Gore carries giant packages of blood around with him everywhere. And I thought, that's it. This guy's crazy. It's before the internet got really big. It was about 95, 96. Years later, I saw it in the news that why does Al Gore insist on having all these blood types in a refrigerator that follows him everywhere he goes, not even his own blood? And they said, we don't know. He won't say. What is Al Gore doing with the refrigerator of blood?
Well, the thing is that these bloodlines, so for the way it's gone today, let's call them the Agent Smith bloodlines, they are only partly human. They also are partly these entities, demons, jinn, archons, whatever you want to call them. And therefore, they are hybrids. And to hold their human form within the hack, you know, because it's a hologram. It's not a physical body. Physical bodies can't, shift shape, but holograms can. This is why we need to understand reality to get a real grasp on what is happening all around us. And to hold human form, they do drink blood. It's not the only reason, but because it carries the human genetic code and human code in their DNA open, whereas otherwise, they would look very different. And this is what shapeshifting's about. You see, people laugh at shapeshifting because and this is an age-old thing. It's not just modern experience. This goes back as far as history goes back, this theme of shapeshifting. We dismiss it, or people dismiss it, because they say you can't go from a physical body to a physical body. No, you can't. But that's not what's happening. You see, everything is energy, waveform energy, including the human body. It only becomes what we call physical when we've decoded it from the waveform through to the electrical into the holographic.
Okay, well, regardless, they think all this is going on. They are a bunch of Luciferian devil worshippers. They're skull and bones, you name it, out of their minds. Let me ask you this. We got to move quick here, David. You've always talked about how these sporting events, these big ones, are religious events. Now, the last four or five Super Bowls, with Janet Jackson and the sun symbol on her breast and the lights going out this year for 33 minutes and 55 seconds, right after she does the Illuminati symbol, Beyonce, and with imaging shoving a microphone into it, so a double symbol of sexual congress going on, and then people in the crowd getting up and doing it, and Hitler coming up with the modern Olympics and the rings and the weird rituals there. And people say, oh, well, they're just having a ritual. They get off on it. I've been at Bohemian Grove. I've seen video shot by ABC News of Skull and Bones. They take this stuff deadly serious. I've talked to psychiatrists and people that have treated high-level folks. Obviously can't say because of the doctor client privilege, but I had dinner with, and I looked a lady up with a famous person that worked for Princess Diana out in Hollywood one time at dinner at Martin Sheen's house of all places, and she was saying, let me just tell you, it's all true what you're saying and then some, okay? Let me just say it's crazy, and that's all she would say. These people are out of their minds. I mean, regardless whether it's real or not and spiritual, they believe it. And so what's going on with the rituals in the Super Bowl and stuff getting more and more overt and all the rappers saying they're in the Illuminati?
Well, it's a couple of things, we can talk about here. First of all, 80%, according to mainstream science anyway, 80% of the information that the brain constructs into our experience reality comes through the visual senses. And thus, this is where symbolism comes from. This is why they put these symbols all around us, because, I'm speaking now, and as I speak, my vocal cords are vibrating a waveform vibration field of information. That's what the voice is. And it passes between me and people listening to me now in a form that's not words. It is vibrational information. The ear picks that up and it sends it to the brain, and the brain then decodes that vibrational electrical information into words. This is the only time that my voice speaking now exists as words.
Sure.
Is when the receiver.
Why are they doing the rituals, though? Why do they think they get power?
Yeah, this is where I'm going with this. Now, a visual subject, whether it's a symbol or something on a stage or whatever, that's also an information field which carries the information that it represents, and therefore that is going on the same journey, except through the eyes this time, to the brain to be decoded into a sense of reality. In other words, symbols through this mechanism are access gateways to the brain and the mind and the perception. Now, when you do these rituals, and this is why they're doing ancient Babylonian and other rituals today that they've done for thousands of years and more, it's because the rituals, the colors, the chants, everything that takes part, the symbols involved, they create a particular vibrational field. And these fields connect them to these entities operating beyond the walls of the hack. And thus, as they create these rituals, and the Olympic ritual at the London rituals at the London Olympics in 2012 were absolutely classically blatant in front of your eyes, if you know what you're looking for, they are creating this energy field that is connecting into these entities. Now, there's a great line. Energy flows where attention goes. When you give something your attention, you make an energetic connection between you and it.
That's why they block all of I-35 and make all the news watch. It's not about the dead soldier, about the state sucking our attention, our time,
yes,
our energy, our power.
Yes, you know, you mentioned an experience you had on a chat we had some time ago, Alex, where you were sitting, I think it was in a restaurant, and you said you felt like two eyes were staring you in the in the back or you know, going in your back and you turn around and someone was staring at you. That attention of that person upon you, you could feel, because that attention creates an energetic connection. So when we focus, and what was it, a billion people focusing on the opening ceremony of the London Olympics worldwide, and you get the Super Bowl audience, again worldwide, focusing on these rituals, there is an energetic connection, and we are affected by it. It's affecting our
perception. Hold on, I know you got to go, and it's late. Do one more five-minute segment, six-minute segment with us after this break to finish up on this and tie it into Daily Science, Science Daily. Quantum theory demonstrated observation affects reality. We're going to talk about that, finishing up, and take one call for David Icke and get a sneak peek on his new book. Stay with us. One more segment with David Icke. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
segment with David Icke, and then I promise I'm going to get to William and George and Joshua and Jack. We'll go to one call here in just a moment. William in Mississippi wants to talk to David, been holding patiently. You mentioned how they want our eyes on them. They believe they're getting spiritual power. The globalists talk about this openly. Francois Mitterrand, the French president, and others were open occultists who talked about public events being rituals on TV to get power. Hitler called his giant mass rallies with 500,000 people rituals to get power. Here's an equation of 7.5 billion people on Earth, less than 1,000 members of elite families that own the planet. You're talking about 0.00000013333333. So it's not the 2%. It's the 0.00000013333333 who are manipulating us. And not even all of those 1,000 or so members that Rothkopf at the Kissinger Group estimates actually own the planet through monopoly. Some of them aren't even fully aware of what's going on. In fact, a lot of them are just compartmentalized. Now, here's Science Daily. Quantum theory demonstrated observation affects reality. This came out in 98. Since then, countless other research has been done proving that when you observe something, it changes it. Not when a computer does it. A human looking at something, they don't know why, changes the neurons and electrons and things. I mean, David, this just adds more validity to what you're saying. What you, I guess, at a spiritual level, had an epiphany to 20-something years ago. But this is why you're saying that they want us looking at them?
Yeah, well, the thing is that this is why, you know, they've found that different scientists can have different outcomes to different experiments, because depending on their attitude to the experiment, it can change the experiment. Now, this is so important. This, Alex, because, you know, I was mentioning earlier, just before a break, that this program is playing out, and it will play out unless it's something intervenes in it. And what can intervene in it is human awareness, because human awareness looks at the program, in other words, its daily experience, and it changes it once it knows what it's looking at. And so this whole deal has been to hold human collective awareness or perception in a certain way of looking and perceiving things, so that it will not do on any scale what you've described in that article, which is the attention changing reality. Because if we look at this on anything like a mass scale, and we realize what we're looking at, gone. Because that attention and awareness behind the attention will change.
And that's why they stage the mass shootings and things, is again to get our attention.
They have to keep us in a certain band of attention. In other words, perception of reality. Because then if that is our perception of reality, we will
generate
attention, that reality.
Fear-based attention focused on them. Let's jam in one call here. Exactly. William in Mississippi. William, you're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We can. Go ahead with your question.
Mr. Icke, hey, first off, I just wanted to say I was lucky enough to grow up with a father who let me listen to your speeches a lot. And when I was in school, one of our teachers kept calling you Mr. Icke, and I had to correct him in front of everybody.
But I've been called worse.
I wanted to say that I think there's a lot of correlations between your theories of the Anunnaki or the reptilian humanoids and vampires. So let's assume that an intelligent species of reptiles survived the extinction of dinosaurs and evolved further. What would be the correlations between them and vampires? Well, let's just look at reptiles and vampires. They both have two fangs, feed on mammals. They're both nocturnal. They're both described as cold. Like
I don't want to get off into it. You got to get your question in there. David, thank you for the call, sir. Go ahead.
Cheers. Very good question. And one of the things that happens when you research this in country after country and culture after country, culture, is that the penny drops eventually. You're actually looking at the same thing. They're just using different names for it. This is why you can see the same thing described in all the religions.
Every culture said, whether it was Asian, Latin American, before that Mesoamerican, European, Babylonian, don't go near the castle. They'll grab you and eat you.
Yeah, I mean, vampires, what are called by the Gnostics archons, the jinn of Islam, the demons, all these different names. So I've called
the ancient Greeks had vampire hunting parties that went out in their major cities every week.
Yeah, now, what do vampires do? They feed off human blood and they feed off human energy, and that's what these people behind the hack do, and that is why their representatives within the hack do it, and that is what Satanism is all about.
Well, Christians call it the devil. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but the establishment believes all this, whether it's real or part of it's real or none of it's real. There's a lot more going on out there than meets the eye. David, when's your new book coming out?
Probably in the autumn, in the fall.
Right.
But I think it's the best thing I've done, because there comes a time when you cross a line and suddenly the pennies drop.
All right, David, we're out of time. Let me say bye to you during the break. We're going to come back with calls.
All right.
We're
going to
have back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the story went up last night at InfoWars.com and hasn't gotten the attention it deserves. I'm going to cover it after we take phone calls. Obama disarmed Marines during inauguration. How that ties into the outgoing head of SecDef, Panetta, making troops when he goes to bases disarm. I mean, that is unprecedented. I'm going to talk about what that signifies and what that means. Again, ladies and gentlemen, what we know is the reality we're being fed is not even close to what's really going on, and we have psychos running things, period. Okay, whether they're really being directed by, spiritual entities, You can debate that all day, but the bad people are in control. I mean, it's coming out that a top pedophile devil worshiper with the highest level clearances, best friends with the royal family, you know, was involved in necrophilia, you name it. You look at what's going on in the Catholic Church. It's just going on everywhere. It's just a bunch of evil people in control, and I, for one, want it to stop as quickly as possible. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment. I want to tell people, though, about some exciting news. Linus Pauling, was it back in the 60s, won the Nobel Prize. I'm going to do a whole piece on this for showing that super large dosages of pure vitamin C was able to make people live longer and absolutely knock out cancer. Now, they've tried to suppress that information since then, but here's an article out of the street. And this is up at InfoWars.com. It was in the Wall Street Journal and also Yahoo News. Longevity, that's all the products I sell at InfoWarsHealth.com, discounted with the free shipping and other perks for InfoWars.com readers and radio listeners. And it breaks down that Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic, depending on which area, 95% killed cancerous colon cells, no healthy cells killed. And they did other studies with other products that didn't do the same thing because of the super high concentration of vitamin C and a bunch of other vitamins and minerals that only Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic. And it's also now in the people got tired of the Alex Pack, part of it being liquid. So now there's minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and more. 30 packets of the Healthy Start Pack or Alex Pack, the plant-derived minerals, everything, where it's just in pills instead of the liquid. Now, I personally think liquid tends to be better, and people agree, but when you're on the run or on the go or whatever, but for survival reasons, this lasts a lot longer, all those reasons, they now have the one pack, on-the-go Healthy Start Pack, available at InfoWarsHealth.com, and there's also phone numbers at InfoWarsHealth.com where you can call and get all your questions answered. They have great probiotics, healthy chocolates, incredible coffees, almost 400 products that are the very best, all available. Oh, you actually found the Linus Pauling thing. Punch that back up for me. Vitamin C, Linus Pauling was right all along. A doctor's opinion. That's medical news today. And it goes over. When did he win that? I remember reading the Nobel Prize he got for that a decade ago. The point is that there's a bunch of studies. I need to do a whole report on it. I'll just sit here and talk about it. But you also support us getting the great products with your purchase for the news organization, everything we're building here. You see things expanding. That's because we're really trying to fight the globalists head-to-head and do the best job we can. So InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com also links over to InfoWarsHealth.com if you forget that URL. He remains the only person who have won two unshared Nobel Prizes, the first in chemistry in 54 and the second in 62. Yeah, that was for the vitamin C. In addition to being one of the greatest scientists ever, he was a renowned humanitarian. Well, there you go. The point is that they went out and got Clemson University to do a long, year-long study of this with cancer cells next to healthy cells with the colon tissue. And it's just dramatic. I mean, it just shows how your body, the stuff that's in these longevity products. InfoWarsHealth.com, and again, the phone number is also up there on the site in a bunch of videos and materials. In fact, scroll down, I'll give people the phone number. If you scroll down, I'll give people the phone number. It's to sign up as new customers. It's 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. And to have all your questions answered by the great team, the InfoWars team, 888-636-9277. And they're there right now. You folks have done their research, some of them pharmacists and others, but most of them just folks that have been trained but will answer your questions. So that's up there on the site. Okay. And don't forget, water is key. We have ProPure, the best gravity-fed filter out there. Side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. Discounted with the new Pro One filters that has fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid cutting it out. None of the other competitors can even do any of that. We carry the best. I went out and got them because I did my research. They were the best. ProPure discounted 10% with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. And shopping with us, shopping with the Patriots, shopping with the folks in the white hats, shopping with the good guys instead of the bad guys, voting with your dollars is what it's all about. Be sure and support your local AM and FM affiliates as well. Sponsor them and support the local sponsors you hear. Voting with your dollars. the new Obama Joker t-shirt. We brought that back with a new design, Tyrant Obama. And on the back, it says, come and take it. The Second Amendment gun, the gun with the Second Amendment inside of it. That's already our best-selling t-shirt. We just combined it with the Obama Tyrant shirt, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to Anthony in Canada. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Anthony.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir. Well, welcome.
Thank you very much. I've been listening to you for years. I've actually debated whether I'd call your show or not for a long time. I used to be working in the Canadian government and had rubbed shoulders with some pretty big people. And I got some information for you. First thing, good news. Bill C-30, known as the Online Surveillance and Wireless Wiretapping Bill, didn't pass yesterday, according to our Justice Minister, because of the Canadian public opposition. So that's a good victory for us in the info war. But this Prime Minister we have now is a complete globalist. He's just absolutely disgusting. He just sold one of our biggest oil companies, Nexen, to the Chinese government last month. We have basically no more control of our oil fields out in Alberta. What else has he done here? He's got, I don't even know. Like, there's so much stuff here. But another thing, too, when I was up there, you say these people are mentally ill. Man, did you ever nail it? Like, these people that I've talked to, they're naming their kids after, like, historical people. One guy who's in the cabinet in the Canadian government right now named one of his kids after the Queen, somebody in the Queen's family. They're talking about, like, oh, this is royalty, this and that. And I thought these people were absolutely crazy. You want to talk about Al Gore. You were talking about him earlier. I was actually told 2 years before he'd win the Nobel Peace Prize. He wanted to be president. They told him no. The elite said, you can't do it. You're going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. You're going to be the champion for the global warming garbage that we're going to spew out. And, you know, I couldn't take it anymore, Alex. I had to call in and spread the word because most of the stuff you say is true. And about this mental illness thing, man, they have a God complex. I'm completely convinced that they actually think they're part of the divine. They think that they get their mission, like, when they go to bed at night. I don't know what they're thinking, but it's definitely what's happening.
Wow. Wow. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I got to say this on air. I'm sure they don't mean any trouble, because compared to a lot of agencies, they're one of the better ones. The Texas Rangers are here, or one Texas Ranger, and the show's over officially here in about 20 minutes, so I'll be able to talk to them. But I just want to get that out there. They want to talk to me about Chris Kyle. And they're having the big event right now here in town, burying him. In fact, let's go to that live video feed here in a moment. Aaron Dykes is out there videotaping the funeral service. So, Secret Service, FBI, Texas Rangers. This should be interesting. So I'll find out exactly what this is about here in just a moment. Well, they actually said what it was about. And it was about the Marines giving us info about Chris, about the guy that reportedly shot Chris Kyle, that exclusive photo we got. And I can tell you right now, I'm not giving up my sources. I don't know if that's what they want. But Paul Watson's in the UK, and I told him I don't even want to know sources when he does them. So that's the end of it. I tell you, the system does not want – I'm going to find out what's going on with this and the Texas Ranger that's here. Let's go ahead. Or I told him to come back at 2, though. I'm almost off, so I'll just call him back so I'll get this over with. I love other stuff to do. Let's go to George in Connecticut. You're on the air. Go ahead, George.
I had a sort of insight into that this universal matrix, you could say. I had a profound experience about 30 years ago when I was dabbling into all sorts of dark and light arts of the ESP nature, and I had an angelic experience, and it was quite unnerving considering if you've dabbled in things and something like that happens. But I was dabbling into this, the sense that what is the true nature of God and what is the power of God, and love was the answer I got from this angelic thing. And then I had to go through a example of how it really was the most powerful force in the universe, and it allowed me to be attacked by malevolent spirits. And until I learned that defending myself wasn't the issue, but using love and sending love to those things that were attacking me, and then they diminished in power, and then they actually turned into beings of light. So what we've got to learn, that we're in the matrix. The matrix is trying to create a fear base so we stay within the bubble. If we try to, if we use love and don't allow them to destroy us and react to that in a negative fashion, we can react to protect ourselves, but not to curse them, not to go after them in that way, because that gives them power. That keeps us in the matrix and gives them power. When we use the love, it basically then transcends that and then destroys their power.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I don't want to get into, you know, religious arguments and things like that that everybody seems to engage in nowadays. But I know this. People, some people misunderstand what I'm doing with the broadcast, and they think that I'm trying to scare them when I cover all these scary things. I'm trying to get people to realize this is already going on, whether you admit it or not. Let's do something about it. Again, if somebody's house was on fire and they were asleep and you're banging on the door, going, get up, your house on fire, and they come to the door and go, quit fear-mongering as, you know, smoke comes out the windows and fire comes out the roof. I'm trying to get people, I think people want to do something about this. I think people need to, I don't understand folks that are so totally gripped with fear. I mean, take the LAPD. All of Southern California locked down, police staying indoors, not on, you know, getting out of their squad cars, not on motorcycles, not on foot, running around with machine guns, shooting women in cars and trucks that don't even look like this guy, shooting men that don't look like him. And they are, the wicked flee when none pursue. And I'm not saying they're all wicked, but it's a wicked culture. I mean, statistically, cops die every couple days. I've looked it up in Southern California. I mean, it's very dangerous driving around. They get hit. They get shot. Things are always, but it's not hyped up like this. And so it just shows they can hype up, hey, two cops are dead, five people shot, and they literally are just running around in total fear and a PR disaster. And it is just beyond bizarre that it could ever get to this point. But it shows this culture of fear. I mean, in fact, here it is. Obama, this is InfoWars.com. Obama disarms Marines during inauguration. And it goes, note the missing rifle bolts in the video capture above. And they've always, in inauguration stuff, there's no need. They don't have ammo, and that gets checked. And they shoot, you know, a salute. It's blank, so you don't want to shoot something a mile away in a populated area. But now, when generals show up or the Secretary of Defense, all the ammo is taken. They do inspections with the officers. They go in and make sure it's out of the barracks. They check their clips. They say, leave your guns. No guns. Because they dislike and hate the military so much, but then the same politicians have these big giant parades for the military, so they look like heroes. So that ties into this total state of fear where now, you know, Saddam Hussein could walk out in front of 10,000 troops and nobody shot him. And I'm not saying he's a good guy, but the point is our leaders act completely cowardly. I mean, they just live in total fear. I mean, statistically, I try to remind myself when I'm driving down the highway in the morning where there are cars that come right out of the lane on this four-lane road, two lanes one way, two lanes the other, that if, you know, somebody, I see fatality accidents every few months on the road, on this particular road. It's very dangerous. I see wrecks every week. I mean, just devastating wrecks. Because if somebody's looking at their phone or drops coffee on themselves or a tire blows, they're into your lane. I've told my wife we should always drive in the slow lane on this road. It's so dangerous. Because statistically, that's the number one cause of death. My little darling children that I would give my life for in a split second, I still stick them in a car, tin can, going 70 miles down the road with other cars going 70 on a road that has deaths all the time. But where's the fear? There's not the fear. It's just part of life. I mean, that's what I'm afraid of, not being killed by the New World Order. I mean, I know life's so short anyways. I mean, I don't get surrendering to fear. That's why some people hear this show and they go, that guy scares the daylights out of me. I've talked to military people and I've talked to others that say, I just can't listen. It's too scary. Well, you're scared because you're not doing anything about it. I'm not here trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you moving. I'm saying, look, this is going on. Let's do something. I mean, it's not like, hey, I've got courage. Folks, I do not have courage. I don't even know if courage is a real thing. I think it's a default. Are you going to stand up for yourself? I mean, you see the footage in Nazi Germany of the piles of dead bodies and ditches they're shooting, mass graves, and the people with hats and hands, it's their turn, and they curtsy the soldier and the authority figure and run in and get shot. Americans are like that today. A uniform, they kill their own kids. I'm telling you, a lot of them. They worship uniforms, not liberty, not freedom. You know, they worship the flag, not what it symbolizes. They don't even support what it symbolizes. It would be a parade for the Constitution. The Constitution's been run over. But they wrap all their tyranny in that packaging. And it just totally freaks me out that some of the people in the Warsaw Ghetto, some of the Jews and others, fought back a few times and were called heroes for fighting back so they wouldn't be taken and killed. I call that just being normal. You're marching men, women, and children into a pit, shooting them, and I'm a hero. If I would run over and try to break the neck of somebody or do something to them, I mean, that's not a hero. If I go in my garage and there is a raccoon in there, and this has happened before, and I'm like, get out of here, and it's sitting there eating dog food, looking at me, and I get a broom and start going like this, it'll hiss at me and stuff. And if you were to corner one, it would attack you. That raccoon is not something tough. It's just normal. Okay. That's what I'm trying to get at here. We're going to go to break and come back. But thank you, George, for the call. And we're going to come back to Joshua, Zachary, and Patricia, try to cram those in here. And then I got to go find out what the Texas Ranger wants. Something to do with Chris Kyle. There's no end to this. So I'll be able to find out what's going on with that. And there's a new Piers Morgan thing going on behind the scenes, too, that I'm not at liberty to talk about at this point. You know who did that Piers Morgan thing, who got all that going? I didn't know this till about a week after. The media said, you can blame Matt Drudge for this. And I went and looked at Matt's tweets. I mean, I look at them a couple times a day, but I'd missed it. And he had actually sent it to them. And then I was talking to one of their producers when I was down there last week, when Piers Morgan was down here. And they said, yeah, that is where we got the idea. So, Matt Drudge does it again. That was the impetus, the thought that then chain reaction triggered all of that unfolding. Final segment this hour coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Enjoy InfoWars.com while it's still there. Spread the word of liberty.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com. You will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Report tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock, what went on with the Secret Service. Well, Secret Service, they've been here before. The Texas Ranger is here to talk to me. So we'll find out what happens with that when the show is officially over in a minute. Retransmission starts on many stations, and we re-air the first hour and the fourth hour, because sometimes I do the fourth hour live. I know that confuses everybody. Let's talk to Joshua, the Pope and Prophecy. Go ahead, Joshua.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I have a question for you. I was, reading my Bible like I do sometimes, and I noticed that in Matthew 12 and Luke 11 that it talks about the prophet Jonas, and I was able to connect that with the Alex Jones in the same way that Nostradamus predicted Hitler as Hitler, whereas, you know, like Jonas would be like Jones. And I knew that this was connected to sort of the end time thing here, and then kind of bringing the Pope situation with the Malachi prophecies in. You know, you've got like this sort of.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I don't believe in Nostradamus. I mean, he said a king will be killed jousting. Kings got killed every year in different parts of Europe jousting. I mean, you know, Hitler, it's all. I mean, I don't put anything into that. And there have been millions of people named Jones, and Jones is the antecedent of it is Jonas. You go back to about 1100 in Wales, they were converting to Christian names from Gaelic or Celtic names, and went over to that. So go ahead.
So you don't think that you're the prophet Jonas that the Bible speaks of in the end time, that the one
that everybody
can repent to?
No.
The way that you come across to people, you're constantly trying to get people to basically, like, say, hey, you know, like, you know, stop going along with this whole, you know, plan of, you know, Agenda 21, New World Order, all that stuff. And getting them to repent, and it says that that's going to end up happening for you, basically.
All right. Well, God bless you, friend. Look, I think we've all got a job in God's plan, and you know, I just want to get people thinking outside the box and to realize people running things don't have their best interest at heart. Okay. I'm not even necessarily, you know, convinced this is the, you know, the end times, the mark of the beast. I believe all that. I see it being set up and coming, but things always take a lot longer than what people think. You know, preachers are saying the world's going to end every day. I mean, it just never ends. But God bless you. I appreciate your call. Patricia, you're on the air. Go ahead. Calling from Colorado.
Yeah. I was wanting to know how I could do something about it since I'm in debt and on the dole. And so
I know. People call me all the time. They say, how do I get out of debt and get off the dole? They've set the system up where it's very hard to get ahead. In the old days, even if you only had meager skills and you're willing to work, you could end up being comfortable. They're trying to get rid of that civilization. They want to make you dependent. They want to get control of your life.
So what should I do then, since I have control of my life? I am on the dole.
You know, I go volunteer at a church. Do you go to church?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's good. Go volunteer at the church and try to help people, and go offer to intern, you know, things. I mean, it's such a complex question. I have to counsel you for like 2 hours to figure out, you know, ways to help you. You know, the church should be helping you and trying to figure out ways to get you a job and get you some skills. Do you have any skills?
I'm sure I have some skills. I can clean and stuff. I don't like to, but I can clean.
Well, if you don't want to be on the dole, go join a maid service and do that. And through that hard work, you're going to live longer anyway. Sitting around is one of the biggest forms of bad health, sedentary lifestyles. And hard work's good for you. I mean, I'd start right there. Or you could also do things like stay on the dole for a while, but pick up cans or paint little paintings and go try to sell them on the street to then gain a nest egg of money to then get off the dole. It's hard to ever get off once you're on. I understand that. There's a lot of things you can do. You ever thought about going and working for a yard company? Get in pretty good shape doing that.
Yard company?
Yeah, mow yards. I've done it.
Oh, and also, can I ask you something else?
Sure. What is it real fast?
You know, Li-Fi? What's the best way to fight that? Because they say...
Well, listen, it's one thing. Wi-Fi studies show isn't good for you, but the really high-powered stuff like smart meters, that's what's bad.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.